Hi, everybody. This is Free Talk Live. Top of hour number two. And we'll be taking your calls, 1-800-259-9231. And I'd like to tell you about our shrine of female listeners, which you can find over at freetalklive.com. Why do we have a shrine of female listeners? Well, talk radio is typically known as a male-dominated genre, and we'd like to show that we do, in fact, have women listening to our show, and we like to take very special care of our women. Ladies come first. If you want to give us a call, 1-800-259-9231. And I'd like to go to the phones. Let's talk to Mark from New York City. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Mark Anthony Danza here.
What's up, Mr. Danza?
I heard you talking about my father.
Your brother, what, Tony Danza?
Yeah, he's my father.
Oh, your father? I thought you said your brother. You're Tony Danza's kid?
I've had it up to here with people thinking they can make fun of my dad and get away with it.
Dude,
my dad is a good man. My dad was on Who's the Boss?
He was.
He was a hard-working man in Hollywood. He's got a hit talk show right now. What are you going to be making fun of him for?
Do you ever talk to your dad? His talk show was canceled 3 months ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
We were paying respect, though. We think he's a great man, and I think you should pay attention a little bit more. Right. Nobody was making fun of your dad. We asked your dad to call in.
It's all in good fun. Samantha is Alyssa Milano. She's a beautiful woman. And stop making fun of my dad.
She's very beautiful.
Stop making fun of my dad.
All right. We're sorry, Mark. We won't make fun of your...
I did want to call in about the Free State Project.
Okay. What's up?
Me and my father will be moving to New Hampshire.
Who will be?
Me and my father.
Tony Danza? Tony Danza is moving to New Hampshire.
Really? Yeah. Is Tony Danza a libertarian?
No. He doesn't know what that is, but he's actually just moving there because he's broke.
He just doesn't want to pay taxes anymore?
It's real cheap over there, so...
I see. All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you there. Hopefully, maybe we can get him as a guest on the show once we move the show up to New Hampshire.
All right, Bruce, give me an oorah. Give me an oorah.
Oorah. Thanks for the call, Mark. Thanks for the call. All right. So, that's great. See, we have all kinds of people listening to Free Talk Live all over the country. Celebrities' children are calling us. Now, you know, he should get his dad to call us. We asked for a call from Tony Danza.
You know who else is calling us?
Who's that?
Dave from South Carolina. Let's go to Dave.
Hey, Dave, here on Free Talk Live. What's up?
Hey, guys. Not much.
How's it going?
Sorry, we had to go to Mark Danza first.
No, yeah, I totally understand that, all guys. Right. No problem. I called back during the environmental thing, though.
Okay.
And I wanted to add one little thought. Is whether or not hybrids are helping the environment right now. The big problem is automakers are getting big deals with the government. They can make SUVs at whatever efficiency they want. They just have to make hybrids, too.
So it's not
cost-efficient to buy a hybrid for a customer, so they're not selling as well as these 8-mile-a-gallon SUVs.
Absolutely. Hybrids are not the solution. And the fact that the government is stepping in and saying, okay, you can make all these cars as long as you make hybrids, and forcing them to make these hybrids, it's just they have no incentive to actually make a car that works well. It's not a solution, and they have no incentive. That's actually almost in opposition to a solution.
Exactly.
And it's problematic. It needs to be, you know, this is exactly the type of thing is the reason why we need to get the government out of these sort of situations.
Yes. And actually, that kind of leads into my next comment.
Well, actually, Dave, before you get to that, I want to go back to something you said before, because I just thought you may have said something that I wasn't sure about. You said that they can make SUVs at whatever efficiency they want, but they have to make hybrids, too. But they have to make hybrids, too. I didn't know if you meant that there's a regulation in place that forces U.S. automakers to also produce hybrid vehicles.
I think more of what it is by making hybrid vehicles, they are allowed to make less efficient SUVs. Or they're not to make them less efficient, but to produce vehicles that are not as efficient as they could be.
Okay.
You know, they don't have to put as much effort into making an SUV that will run 15 miles per gallon. They can just put it together and it'll run at 10 and they're fine.
In other words, they can have their, you know, we've got this environmentally sound option, and that kind of draws people's attention away from the fact that they're also making the car that, you know, gets 2 miles.
Right, okay, yeah, yeah. I just wasn't sure. You just, it sounded like you was also saying that there was a regulation in place forcing automakers to produce hybrid vehicles whether they wanted to
no,
or not.
No, that's not what I meant.
Okay,
is
I
that
apologize.
What you were saying?
Yeah, sorry. Okay,
he's
so,
still in his Tony Danza mode.
So, anyway, what's your next point there, Dave?
Well, actually, the interesting thing is, Mark mentioned it, is pretty much exactly what I was thinking, is I listen to the podcast when I get home from work, so I never have a time to call in except for on the weekends. But I heard someone mention there's no state income tax in New Hampshire, and I just can't help but wonder how that's possible. I mean, not saying that it's not possible. Of course, they have tremendous property tax values.
Well, Florida, where we're doing the show from right now, also has no state income tax.
Interesting. Well, what I wanted to really do is kind of just put forth the question, and if y'all know the answer or if someone wants to call in and has something to think about, I'd love to hear, you know, how exactly that can work and the state stay stable. Because that's what I always felt was kind of the problem with taxes is you got the mindset, probably from growing up with them, that if you don't pay them, everything's going to collapse.
Well, that's true, but you've also got to take a look at a lot of the states that have a sales tax and then a property tax and then a state
right.
income tax, and then also look at the number of state-sponsored programs that they have where they're just throwing money around, and then compare that to the number of state-sponsored programs in New Hampshire, and you'll see a huge difference. New Hampshire brings in what money they need to run the state without doing too much as far as going overboard. There's still a lot that could be cut back, but they're one of the most reasonable states in the country as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, I was just curious if there were any viewpoints on how that works so well. Obviously, you mentioned the less state programs. And I'm really have to be kind of curious of what, I'm sure there's superfluous spending everywhere.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They probably,
you know,
have to have some
kinds of things that, go ahead.
Oh, well, somebody who's a little bit more knowledgeable about that than us. Yeah, definitely. If you know some examples of why New Hampshire is able to survive on just their property tax, please give us a call, 1-800-259-9231.
Do you have any other thoughts for us?
No, that's it. I've been loving the show. I've been listening for going on 3 weeks now.
All right. Awesome.
Excellent.
Oh, actually, how'd you find out about us if you've only been listening for like 3 weeks, Dave?
Actually, I called in about 2 weeks ago, Saturday, and spoke a couple words about the Thompson interview.
Oh, okay. About Jack Thompson.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So,
well,
I've called before, but it's been a wonderful experience, and I'm definitely going to keep listening.
Cool. Well, thanks
a lot.
We appreciate
it. Thanks for the call.
Bye, guys.
All right. Well, you know, as far as that goes, I think the other thing, you know, you made some good points there about the government programs and state-run programs in a state that doesn't have a state income tax being less. But the other thing that you have to look at as well is that, you know, you have a higher percentage of sales tax to fill in the gap, or you'll have a higher property tax. New Hampshire, at the moment, has a fairly hefty property tax.
They do have a fairly hefty property tax. It's much higher than it needs to be.
But it doesn't fill in the gap by any means. New Hampshire is still, by far and away, has the lowest taxes. It's just that you tend to get all your taxes at once because you get them in property tax.
Right, exactly. It's not like, you know, if you took the New Hampshire property tax and split it up into an income tax and a sales tax, it would equal the amount of taxes you get in Illinois or Georgia or some other place. So.
Right.
Well, anyway, that's enough about that, I think. Let's go to dead people.
I think
okay,
that's
let's take this call. Dead person, you're on the line. That'd be great, just getting calls from corpses. Zombies calling us on Free Talk Live. They always wait till the big night, so that way they can spread their zombie message across the country. Now, this is a story out of Guantanamo Bay, as a matter of fact. Oh, information coming out of Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, hey.
That's amazing. You always hear, oh, a prisoner died at Guantanamo Bay, or two prisoners died at Guantanamo Bay. Well, I've got a story here about three prisoners dying at Guantanamo Bay, but not in the way you'd expect. It's a little bit different, and we'll talk about it here coming up. I was a little surprised when I saw the headline.
Wow. So we're going to be talking about mystery deaths at Guantanamo Bay when we get back. Give us a call, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com or call 792-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday night edition, and we are here with you. You can check out our website. Go check out. We have archives, over a year's worth of archives there for your perusal. And we are updating the site every day with brand new archives. You can get involved with the show as well. Give us a call, 1-800-259-9231, and we will go right to your calls because this is the show that you can take control of. Also, everybody, you should know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Okay, so we've got dead people in we've actually got some information coming out of Guantanamo Bay. I don't know which is the bigger news.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. And then we've also got later in this article, President Bush calling for the closing of Guantanamo Bay.
What?
Well, saying he'd like to see it closed, but I don't think he's going to take any action about it.
No, probably not.
This whole article is really interesting. All right.
Wow, that is really interesting. I do want to hear this.
All right, so three detainees at Guantanamo Bay committed suicide. Prisoners at Guantanamo Bay have killed themselves in what apparently was a joint pact to protest the U.S. military prison. So the prisoners got together and decided, you know what we'll do? We'll show them. We'll kill ourselves. And they killed themselves together, which was...
Which is weird, because you'd think, I would think anyway, if I were in Guantanamo Bay, and, you know, with all the stories I've heard of Guantanamo Bay, that if I were to kill myself in Guantanamo Bay, no one would ever know what happened to me ever. I would just disappear.
Yeah, I can't imagine that. I don't know what happened, how this information was able to get out. You know, it doesn't say who reported on it or how they got the information, but I would be under the impression that if prisoners killed themselves there, or if prisoners died, or whatever happened there, that no one would ever know. I'm surprised we even know that they still have people there.
Yeah.
Let's see. They were the first reported deaths at the detention center for suspected terrorists. The first reported deaths. Not the first rumored deaths, just the first reported deaths.
And the fact that they phrased that way, too, is interesting.
Yep. The United States is holding about 460 men on suspicion of links to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban at Guantanamo Bay, which has become a sore subject between President Bush and U.S. allies. It's not immediately clear when the inmates died. So they don't know when the people killed themselves. They just know that it happened. It could have been yesterday. Could have been a month ago. They might just now be hearing
that. Are they not able to get a coroner down there?
Well, they might, but I'm just saying the newspapers aren't getting the information about when the inmates died. It was also not clear whether the suicides were connected to a violent clash last month between detainees and military guards. So apparently there was an uprising last month in Guantanamo Bay. And
interesting.
Yep.
That's going to be a movie.
The Pentagon scheduled a briefing for earlier today, which unfortunately I don't have the information on. But President Bush was notified of the incident, and he made a statement here. On Friday, after the prison came up during a meeting at Camp David, Bush said that it's his goal to close the prison. He says, we would like to end the Guantanamo... We would like to end the Guantanamo. We'd like it to be empty. We would like to end the Guantanamo.
Right.
We'd like it to be empty. But he added, there are some that, if put on the streets, would create grave harm to American citizens and other citizens of the world, and therefore I believe they ought to be tried in courts here in the United States.
Put to death.
If you believe they should be tried in United States courts, why hasn't that happened in 5 years? Why? You've had them there for 5 years! Five! Oh!
Yeah, I really don't know why... It's such a weird thing that this is happening. The fact that he's making this call is just strange in and of itself. You know, I don't know. If anybody has any thoughts about this, give us a call, 1-800-259-9231. I just think that it's so weird. Obviously, he's the president. I mean, I guess it's considered a U.S. prison, right? I mean, it is a U.S. prison.
Yes, it's on a U.S. military base.
It's on a U.S. military base. It's on foreign soil. However, he is the president. If he wanted to, he could move those people with no problem.
He certainly could.
He could close that. If he really wanted to close that and that was his goal, he could just do it. He could just, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he could pardon those people or whatever, but I'm sure that the executive branch of the government has the ability to move prisoners around if they really wanted to.
Well, President Bush said his administration was waiting for the Supreme Court to rule whether he overstepped his authority in ordering the detainees to be tried by U.S. military tribunals. He says, we're waiting on our Supreme Court to act, so that way he has more of an excuse to keep them there longer. But apparently there have been increasing displays of defiance from Guantanamo Bay prisoners who've been held for up to 4.5 years. With many claiming their innocence. Just been picked up, no trials whatsoever, just held for 4.5 years with no names being released, their families not being told where they are. 4.5 years in a military prison in Cuba. Until now, Guantanamo officials say that there have been 41 suicide attempts by 25 detainees.
Wow.
But no deaths up until just now, up until these three.
Yeah, but I wonder what kind of treatment these prisoners are receiving in there, if that's anything like what was going on in Abu Ghraib.
Yeah, I don't even know. First of all, it's already being said that a United Nations panel on May 19th said that holding detainees indefinitely at Guantanamo Bay violated the world's ban on torture. So the UN has declared the fact that we're just holding them there for this long as torture. So I can't even imagine what else is going on.
Well, it's certainly violating their rights.
It's certainly violating their rights, absolutely. But it's also being, now the UN has declared the, has finally declared the actions of the United States in Guantanamo Bay as torture. That's, as much as I hate the UN, that's a good thing that that declaration was made, just because it's bringing more attention to it, more negative attention to Guantanamo Bay.
Okay, so wait. Okay, I'm sorry. We bomb innocent countries and we torture innocent people. How are we not a terrorist country? If anybody wants to call in and answer that for me.
That's what I want. I want someone to call in. You know, I've never had the pleasure of being on the phone with someone who called into this show to defend the actions of the United States in any of this stuff, to defend the actions of the United States in Guantanamo Bay, to defend the actions of the United States overseas, to defend any of the things that we're doing and claim that we're not just as big or, if not worse, terrorists than those that we're supposedly fighting against.
No, supposedly we're fighting for freedom, right? I mean, we're fighting for freedom and to install what, a democracy over in their country?
Yeah.
Now, that's what a lot of people like to claim, and democracy, that's great.
You know, actually, all of this, I'm sorry, I did have one experience. You can go ahead with your idea, but that just reminds me of an email that I got. I know you got the same email.
I was just going to say, a lot of these people claim, you know, it's great that we're spreading democracy around the world, and first of all, we're a democratic republic, and a lot of the governments that we install in these other countries are not really exactly like, you know, they don't have the same constitution. They install different governments over in these countries that we end up just kind of flushing their government out of. And they have different rules. One of the best resources for styles of government and sites that I've actually seen that's really interesting, and unfortunately it is a government resource, but is the CIA World Factbook. And you can actually Google that, and it has information of all different countries, and it's quite interesting. You find exports, imports, and all that. We will talk more about this, and we will also talk to you and take your calls, 1-800-259-9231, when we get back from break. This is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem.
Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday night edition. Taking your calls, 1-800-259-9231. If you want to get interactive with Free Talk Live, one of the things you can do is go to our wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com. It is a wealth of information, a complete resource for all of your needs, and it is listener-created. You can go, you can edit, you can partake in updating all the information. It's a great source for information about libertarianism, about the show, about freedom discussions in general. And you can find all of that at wiki.freetalklive.com.
That's W-I-K-I. Because wiki is, some people might not know how to spell wiki.
Wiki, wiki.
A wiki, wiki.
So we were talking about, before we went to break, about detainees committing suicide at Guantanamo Bay,
yep.
George Bush supposedly calling for the closing of Guantanamo Bay, but using strange delay tactics in doing so. And we have a call, Richard, who is calling from WXNT in Indiana. Let's go to you.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, guys. It's time to start putting again.
I'm sorry?
I said it's time to start putting again, because my opinion and...
Your phone's there, breaking up. Better. There we go.
There we go. I tried to use a headset so I could have both hands on the wheel, but you know how that goes.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to start the pudding by saying myself and most people that I know don't really care about those prisoners down in Guantanamo.
Don't really care about them as far as just as human beings?
Just because of the things that they've done and that they are enemies of our country, and that if they were let out, who's to say that they wouldn't hijack an airplane or do something else to
now, first of
our
all,
country?
First of all, Richard, it's the things that they've allegedly done, because there hasn't been any kind of a trial. It's all of the things that they're accused of doing. We don't know what's going on. We don't even know who's down there or what they're being held for. There's no information, and you're going to blanket say that they're all enemies of our country? No one knows who they are or what they've done.
Well, I think we can assume being caught on a battlefield or being caught trying to set an IED, hey, that worked for me.
You can assume. You can't assume anything. There's no information. All we know is that there are 400 and some odd people down there that are being held as suspected terrorists. They
right.
could have been picked up here. They could have been picked up overseas. They may
also
not have been setting an IED.
Also, if the battlefield is your entire country and you don't know that these people are setting an IED, the other thing is right now, we're treating them as though they're guilty until they've been proven innocent. That's
well,
what the court of law is.
We're treating them under military rules. They're enemy combatants on a foreign land.
They're not military prisoners, though. They're being held on a military base, and a majority of them are civilians.
They're civilians in what sense? I mean, the people that said IEDs all day long in Iraq are civilians because they choose not to put on a uniform.
The people who are setting IEDs in Iraq are trying to protect themselves because there are soldiers from another country marching through their streets and killing their people when they haven't done anything.
I would ask your average Iraqi about that. I think they would very much disagree with you.
Really? You think the average Iraqi would disagree that there are American soldiers marching through their streets and killing people?
The Iraqi people are only mad at us in the sense that we didn't do it back in 1991.
Really? Why are they screaming for us to get out of their country now? Why are they screaming us to get out? They've been screaming for years.
If you want to listen to a radical proclaiming that, then that would be one thing. But the people who now have electricity, who now have telephones, now have clean water to drink. And
did you know that the poll, that there was recently polls, there have been polls taken of the Iraqi people, and something like 70%+ want us out?
Look at the source of that poll. It's liberal propaganda.
I don't know. I will go check and see if I can find any other polls that suggest the opposite. But it's, thus far, I've only seen polls that all suggest the exact same thing, that the Iraqi people want us to go home.
Media that's out there is nobody.
Really, it's all liberal media. Really, okay. No, and we're,
nobody reports on the good thing. What about all the kids that are now going to school? What about the health facilities if they get half for Saddam? At least people aren't getting raped rooms by the leader of the country.
All right, that may very well be true, but at the same time, we've initiated a huge military action against a country that took no action against us. What are we doing over there trying to force our way of life on a group of people who obviously by their actions didn't want it, and then capturing their citizens and holding them anonymously in a military prison for 4 years?
I don't think many of the people share the opinion of Saddam Hussein, though. Indeed.
So why are we bombing their entire country? If you think that that's true, then why are we killing thousands of women and children who are completely innocent in bombing raids? Why are we doing that?
Proof that people are indiscriminately being killed. I don't think any civilian deaths that are not the fault of terrorists who walk up in a market and blow people up can be the same as some collateral damage when we take out somebody who, by his own admission, would kill his own countrymen and women because they didn't believe in his way.
Really? So it's called collateral damage when we directly bomb, say, a school? That's just collateral damage?
I don't think we would typically
bomb. Or when we lace all our bombs in Iraq with... Or when we lace all of our military bombs in Iraq with uranium... So that what happens is you have a fallout, you've got a dust causing people to die horrible, horrible deaths of like cancer and all sorts of other problems.
When you speak of uranium enriched, that's depleted uranium. It's
right,
no
when we're putting
radiation.
DU in these bombs. Depleted uranium isn't just safe. Depleted doesn't mean it's no longer radioactive and doesn't cause problems.
You know, the half-life
is just there to add weight. It's there for balance.
You know, the thing that gets me is why can't we give our country the benefit of a doubt here?
Why can't we give our country the benefit of the doubt?
Because they've been lying to us.
Because, first of all, it's been proven that they've been lying to us. We try and give our country the benefit of the doubt, and then they do things like initiate military force against countries who haven't initiated force against us. They do things like just send $21 billion overseas and misplace it. They do things like give themselves contracts for things that they aren't even getting done. So they steal money from us, capture innocent civilians, then go overseas and just kill tons of people for no reason. Why? Because it's fun.
They spend 80%+ of our tax budget on military spending. It's a complete waste of our money, and we could be a far more productive country if we weren't always involved in military adventurism around the planet.
Name me one president in the last 25 years that hasn't made a mistake as president.
Well, I can't name you one because they've all been awful.
They've all made mistakes. I think the thing that we need to come back to...
The problem is our government.
And the thing about our government, we need to kick out the people who don't represent the voters.
I will absolutely agree with you on that.
Once we get a government in there that is for the people, by the people, and it's really true, then we can work on the things that outrage this group or that group.
How about what we do instead is we start taking away power from this government because it's too big?
Well, I think the government should be cut in half.
Absolutely. We will agree 100% on that, sir. Thank you very much for the call. We've got to run. We've got to go to break. We'll be talking more about this, and I'd like to talk a little bit more about... We got some emails coming that were coming in on this whole subject, so I'd like to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I've got it here,
too. When we get back from break, give us a call, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi. I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're taking your calls all evening. Also, you should check out our website, freetalklive.com, where we have available live streaming. That's right. You can listen to us from anywhere on the planet, all for free, at our website. And like I said, we are taking your calls. So let's go to Luke in North Carolina.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going, Luke?
Well, first, I want to make a little correction about depleted uranium.
Okay.
Actually, it is in there to give our weapons more weight.
Absolutely. Yes, it is. It's made for bunker busters.
Right. I know it's in there to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's used for the purpose of poisoning people, but it is not, you know, particularly healthy.
Well, I think it's... I do think it's a dual effect. I don't know if they're officially saying that it's there to poison people, but I'm sure they're aware of it.
Well,
and unfortunately,
it's
poisoning our troops.
Yeah, that's been alleged, but it's not like it's being used specifically. Like, you know, it's something that takes a long time. It's not like it would have, like, it comes in contact with your skin and all of a sudden you go, and like...
Well, right. Oh. Right. I know it wasn't the concept to say, let's give these planes heavy poison bombs. You know,
right.
I understand that, but at the same time, it's not an unknown side effect of a big heavy bomb full of depleted uranium to throw poison into the air.
Right. But my real point that I wanted to make is about this Guantanamo Bay thing. You know, your last caller, he was so confident that all these people in Guantanamo Bay were guilty of terrorism or whatever. Oh, if he really believes that, then he would want them to have public trials because, you know, after all, why don't we just show the world, you know, if we're so sure that they're guilty, why don't we show them that? And then they wouldn't have any reason to criticize us anymore.
He can't come to him with that kind of an idea. That would make sense.
Yeah, it's logic, I know.
And then he wouldn't be able to get all uppity about it.
But they were defending their country from an invading army. That doesn't make them terrorists. You know, not everybody who fought in Afghanistan was a terrorist. After all, we supported the Taliban for many years because they were fighting against the Soviets.
But how are they not terrorists? They're brown and they kill Americans.
Right. The other thing is that these warmongering people, they think that everything that's involved with war, if you're involved in a war situation, and I can kind of understand this mentality, but if you're involved in a war situation and they're on the other side, kill them. You know, there's no gray area for some people. It's just a matter of if they're against your point or your point of view, you kill them all because once you're involved in a war situation, I mean, that's what you need to do. Now, the problem is that we're in this war situation in the first place, and then the other thing is that these, detainees aren't in a war situation anymore. They're being held as criminals, and
correct,
they need to be tried.
Last time I checked, the war in Afghanistan was over. There's a sovereign government there, which, by the way, they just tried to execute somebody for converting to Christianity. So as far as, spreading democracy and freedom and everything, it hasn't really worked.
Well, no, now we've given them the freedom to execute their citizens for converting to Christianity,
they're not that much better off. And if you look at Iraq, by all, economic indicators, their oil production is about half of what it was before we went in. They have systematic blackouts, systematic killings. I mean, come on.
We've brought them freedom.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know, freedom.
A couple of weeks ago, Mark brought in all kinds of really cool facts about the differences between Iraq 3 years ago and Iraq today. I'm going to try and find those just looking at how many people had access to water then and how many fewer have access to running water now.
Millions.
Like 4 million people in the time that we've been in Iraq, 4 million people have lost access to potable water.
Hmm.
Do you have any other thoughts for us?
I think that's about it, but you guys really have to get rid of this echo.
We're working on it. It's soon, very soon.
Very soon. We're going to be changing the way our phone system works, and it'll be a wonderful thing.
All right.
Thank you very much, Luke. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Liz in New Hampshire.
Hey, Liz.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay. I have to tell you, this is the first time I've heard you guys on the radio, and I'm just so it's so refreshing.
Excellent.
It's so refreshing to hear people say the things that I believe.
Now, that's interesting. Are you a libertarian?
No. Well,
have you heard of libertarians? You're in New Hampshire, so this is very interesting to me.
I'm not sure a lot of the things libertarians believe in, I think I do believe in, but I'm not officially. I'm officially registered as a Democrat, and I am so sick of all the spin on the radio coming from the right wing, like Rush Limbaugh and all those people. It just makes me so angry. That's why when I discovered your program this evening, I was just ecstatic.
I think as a Democrat, one thing that I definitely recommend that you check out is there is a book by Dr. Mary Ruart called Healing Our World, which talks about some of the views that we like to espouse. We're freedom on both sides. We're for not only social freedom, which I think you would definitely agree with us on, but also economic freedom and the freedom for people to be able to run their own businesses and do as they will on their own private property. And it's interesting to me that you are in New Hampshire because one of the things that we regularly advertise is we're going to be moving up your way.
I'm thinking, why are all these people coming to New Hampshire?
What it is originally there is a project called the Free State Project. The original idea is to have a group of people, 20,000 people, move to a single state of the U.S. and minimize the effects of government, minimize and get rid of laws that are intruding into people's personal lives, and New Hampshire was the state that was chosen. 5,000 people have already joined, and we decided to vote on the state, and that's where we're going to be moving.
Oh, my gosh.
So we will be seeing you shortly. We've got, actually got to run to break. Thank you very much for the call, and hopefully keep listening.
All right.
This is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Good evening. This is Saturday night, the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and we're here taking your calls. 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And I'd like to tell you about map.freetalklive.com. If you go to map.freetalklive.com, you can see and put a little pin of where you are and see all the other listeners around you. And you can interact, you can find people, you can see who is listening in your area, you can see who's listening in other areas of the country, and it's just an interesting and fun time at map.freetalklive.com.
And you know, we had Liz call in the last segment. She said this was the first time she'd ever heard the show, and it's cool that more people are finding out about Free Talk Live, and if people are hearing the show and they're appreciating what it is that we do, you know, you could take a couple of minutes and head on over to our website, freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of free things available for you there. And all we ask for in return is that you maybe help us promote the show. We do that through a program called AMP. That stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That we ask people who appreciate Free Talk Live and appreciate the message of freedom and liberty that we have to spread to help us get that message farther across the country onto more radio stations and more MP3 players by helping us out with as little as $3 a month. That money goes right back in to help advertise, market, and promote the show through radio, through radio advertising, magazine advertising, through sending Ian and Mark, who are the main hosts of the show, to seminars like they're at this weekend, where they can meet other radio industry professionals.
Mingle.
And try to get the word of Free Talk Live, and in so doing, get the message of freedom and liberty even farther across the country. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Okay, so before we went to break, we were talking about detainees. We were talking about just events surrounding the Iraq War. You know, one thing I did is I printed out this email that I got. I printed out my reply.
Oh, that's right. You and I got that same email.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you could pull up that email. That would help me out. Because okay, you have.
I've got it right here.
Excellent.
Ricardo emailed both Johnson and I. I don't know if he emailed Ian and Mark or Melissa, but he sent us this email that says, "Bush was right. What say you? Ha ha! See, you were wrong. The death of Zarqawi proves all along that Bush knew what he was that Bush knew what he was doing, and you didn't. You just wanted to cut and run, you cowardly liberal." First of all, and I did write Ricardo back, my response was pretty simple, is, "What in the hell are you talking about? I've never spoken to Ricardo in my life, and he sends me this email." And I'm like, "I don't know, but you're wrong." And Johnson took a little bit more time, so...
I took a little bit more time. I wrote him, like, a little fable, like, a little story.
You did. It was Ricardo story time.
Yeah, it was. It was like, I felt like he was kind of like a little kid, and I needed to just kind of, like, explain things to him. Like,
Johnson?
In a story format.
Tell me a story.
But I did it in fable format, and it was kind of like, you know, one of those Aesop's fables where it was all bloody and violent, you know?
All right.
So I'll cut down a little bit on that. But one of the things that I thought was interesting about this is that... I mean, I kind of was not even sure that I wanted to reply just because the way his statement just came across is so incredibly ignorant. But one thing that I could say is, first of all, what proof do we have that the body wasn't moved to Iraq? You know, that it wasn't just, I mean, that somebody could just say, "Yeah, we found his body in Iraq." But that's probably a little bit silly and conspiratorial. So I just, if there's another angle there that I think is kind of an interesting one, that I'm not really sure that... that proves that he is responsible, or that it is a good thing. So we'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back. Give us a call, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private. It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you run...